Hello, I'm Michael Cathcart. Welcome to The Stage Show, where today we're putting up a tree, cooking up a storm, and watching some favourite Christmas films like this one.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
Yes, Bill Nye is the aging rock star Billy Mack, selling his soul for a Christmas hit.
It's written in the wind, it's everywhere I go.
Just one of the people searching for love in that wonderful movie, Love Actually.
If you really love Christmas, come on and let it snow.
Well, now a team of Brisbane-based theatre makers and performers are bringing you a Christmassy cabaret that celebrates that film and its iconic soundtrack. The co-writer and one of the performers is the wonderful Naomi Price. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I can't see you. Are you wearing tinsel in your hair?
I'm not wearing tinsel in my hair, but I'm wearing a very festive skirt.
Is that right?
It's that time of year.
So you're doing a show called Christmas Actually, and you're the co-writer of this show with your colleague Adam Bruins. Where did this idea come from?
Well, Adam and I have written three pop culture cabarets previously, a show called Rumour Has It, which was about the life and music of Adele. We wrote a show called Wrecking Ball, which was about Miley Cyrus's absolutely outrageous transformation. And we most recently toured Lady Beetle across the country, which is a show about the music of the Beatles. So we were obviously thinking, what's next? And we were just thinking, oh, it'd be fun to do a Christmas show, wouldn't it? Then we started listening to the Love Actually soundtrack and we realised there were so many amazing songs on there, you know, music by Eva Cassidy and the Beatles and the Beach Boys, Mariah Carey, Norah Jones and so on and so on. And so we decided we were going to do a show and bring that music to life for real in front of an audience.
I mean, we should recall that they're not in the main Christmassy songs.
No, I mean, there's a few in there. Obviously, All I Want for Christmas Is You, which is performed infamously in the film. But, you know, it's no Hark the Herald Angels Sing. So I guess this is kind of like the, if you're sick of hearing Christmas carols, this is probably the anti-Christmas show in a way.
Come along to Christmas Actually. So it's a concert, is it, based on the soundtrack?
Yeah, it's a concert, but I'm talking a lot about growing up in the UK and being in my school nativity plays, and I think it's a real celebration, not just of the music from the film, but also of this time of year and what it means to people and how significant it is.
Who did you play in the nativity play?
Okay, well, this is a bit of a sore spot because I always wanted the role of Mary because obviously she's got top billing and she gets to ride a donkey and hold a real-life baby at the end of the play. But unfortunately, at my school, year after year, I had to play the angel because I've got blonde hair and I only had one line, which was, don't be afraid. And I had to say that to everybody. It was a real issue for me back in grade one. It's still a real issue for me today as a 35-year-old woman.
You're a wounded woman. You didn't even get to say, unto us a child is born. That's probably Angel 1 gets to say that.
None of it. I just said, don't be afraid, to Mary, to Joseph, to the shepherds, to the wise men, to the audience, to myself. Mm. I'm very upset.
I was in the nativity play at kindergarten.
Who did you play?
Well, we had a very weird secular nativity play. So we had Mary and Joseph, but we also had Father Christmas.
Okay.
And so I was pulled in by two reindeer into the manger.
Into Bethlehem.
Into Bethlehem, yes. Now, Naomi, one of the highlights of the show is Tom. Hello, Tom Oliver.
One of. There's a few, but yeah, I'll happily take one of them.
How much did you pay him to give you that shout out? That is ridiculous.
Tom, we're going to hear your White Christmas. What are we doing here? Are we calling on the spirit of Otis Redding for this performance?
It's very much inspired by King Otis and with our own little flavour.
I'm dreaming of a white just like the one I used to know. It's where the treetops glisten. Little bitty children listen.
Well, wasn't that fabulous? Tom Oliver singing White Christmas for us in the style of Otis Redding, as featured in the Love Actually soundtrack. Naomi Price and Alex Rathgeber on backing vocals, Michael Manicus on keys, OJ Newcomb on bass, and Mick Easterman doing his thing on the drums. Thanks so much, gang, and do have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, and they all feature in Christmas Actually, a Christmassy cabaret concert celebrating the music of the film Love Actually, a favourite at this time of year. It's on at the Sydney Opera House from the 18th to the 21st of December. I'm Michael Cathcart. This is The Stage Show.